Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, welcome to Rome. We are at the Rome Film Fest, and more precisely in Casa Alice, Ad Alice nella Città. This is our daily report show live from Rome. It's the Big Fred Tuesday.
Come ti chiami?
Io mi chiamo Matt Micucci.
Max Mitu. Meraviglioso.
Grazie Max mille.
Ci sei un grande.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, it's yours truly, the one and only, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, your voice of choice for Cinephile Explorations right here on Fred Film Radio, Matt Micucci, and I have here with me, as usual, the lone survivor of the day, Pierca.
Ciao, Matt, how are you doing?
I'm good, man, how are you doing?
I'm fine, but the computer always in Rome had problems.
Has it crashed right now?
No, it's the entire day that it's completely KO.
Yeah, as long as it holds up for a couple of minutes as we get this daily report going, that's all right with us. What would a crashing microphone sound like, Pierre?
A crashing microphone
crashing computer. Sorry, I don't know why.
Crashing computer does not sound.
Because, oh, come on. Well, if it was a cartoon, what does it sound like?
If it was a cartoon, probably like this. Or like this.
Oh, my goodness.
Or even like this.
Oh, my God.
No, this.
That's the super.
No, this.
Oh, that's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whoa. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hopefully this it'll hold up for just a couple of minutes as we get this daily over with right now. And so let's get to it. First of all, it's Tuesday. Usually, let me just plug my weekly show on Fred Film Radio on all things cinema, with a particular focus on independent filmmaking and the international film festival scene. It is the Big Fred Tuesday, but I guess it's a shorter version of that today because, of course, we have been doing daily reports. These have actually been sort of the conclusive broadcasts from the Rome Film Fest, which is happening right now as we speak. There's people from Fred and, of course, a lot of other publications and cinephiles everywhere on the red carpet because they're looking forward to one of the most famous film directors in the world walking down that sweet, sweet red carpet, Roman style. I'm talking about... Who am I talking about, Pierre?
You're talking about Mr. Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino. Who does not know who Quentin Tarantino is? Explain to the folks at home, Pierre, who is Quentin Tarantino?
Quentin Tarantino is the folks that has made Pulp Fiction, then Kill Bill,
and a lot of other films, Reservoir Dogs, blah 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 blah.
Which was your favorite?
Pulp Fiction. Yeah, it still is Pulp Fiction, but I have a soft spot for Django. How great is Django?
Django too, I love
Django. I'm a big, big Tarantino fan. Usually I would be like the cinema snob that is like, I don't like that director, but Tarantino, forget about it. It's freaking Quentin Tarantino. Yeah, so what about you? What's your favorite, Pierre? What's your favorite Tarantino film?
My favorite Tarantino film? I'm a bit concerned about between Django or Kill Bill 1.
Yes. Yeah. Kill Bill 1 is an awesome... Yeah. I mean, I think as far as filmographies go, his is pretty solid. I also enjoyed his last film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That was a good one, I thought, anyways. Oh, apparently he made a book version of that, and it has an alternate ending, which, when I heard about it, I was pretty annoyed because, you don't want to know anything about the ending. So if you're told that there's an alternate ending, then the surprise is ruined. So I guess I ruined the surprise for the 10 or 20 people who have tuned in to watch this show right here, right now in Rome. All right. So let's get to it. Pierre, what do you say we get to it? What's the sound for getting to it?
The sound to get into it can be this.
Oh, that's really getting to it. You're working that button real hard, Pierre. So anyways, I forgot to tell you this very simple fact is that we are also the... as I look for the page where my notes are, we are also the media partners of Alice nella Città, the parallel and independent section of the Rome Film Fest that is particularly dedicated to a younger audience. And okay, so... That's it. You know what? While I'm on the topic of Alicia in La Città, why don't I get to one of the films? I hope that's not one of the things that stings you that's flying around me, but it's kind of distracting me at the moment. And if it stings, it's going to sting me because I'm that kind of person that gets stung, like the Elvis song. Softie is a film that's presented in the Alicia in La Città strand. It is by Sal Soko, and it's a documentary. It's about a political activist called Boniface Softie Mwangi, I hope I'm saying his name right, who runs for office in a regional Kenya election, which puts pressure on his young family and his conviction. It looks pretty interesting to me, but what I wanted to say is that Angelo Cherby actually recorded an interview with the filmmaker, and you can check that one out on Facebook too, right? We had videos for that one, so you can check it out on this Facebook page. You will be able to check it out on our YouTube channel as well, and of course you'll be able to listen to the podcast version on fred.fm/FR. I think that's the French one, but anyways, it is in French, right? The Softie interview. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. And so we do have content in lots of different languages, and French happens to be one of the channels that we look after, I guess, the most. So check that one out. Angelo Cherby on the red carpet right now as we speak. Moving on, let's get to the official competition. What's the sound of the official competition of the Rome Film Fest? That's right. All right, man. So, this is one of the films that I didn't even know was in the official selection of the festival, because I would probably have gone to see it, and maybe, hopefully, I'll be able to catch it. It's the latest film by Zhang Yimou, and the great filmmaker, the great Chinese filmmaker. And by the way, you know, he's directed such masterpieces as Rays, The Red Lantern, House of the Flying Daggers, Hero, and so on. This is his latest film. It's called One Second. And what's interesting about this, well, let me tell you the story first of all. It's the synopsis is, it's about a movie fan in a remote farmland who strikes a relationship with a homeless female vagabond. So, it's been described as poetic, and that's what I've seen in reviews. Unfortunately, I haven't seen it, but I had to mention it on this deity because I'm a huge fan of the filmmaker. But another thing that I wanted to say is that this film was supposed to screen at the Berlin Festival earlier this year, and it was pulled out at the last second, at the last millisecond. The official reason was that it was for technical problems or technical difficulties. I don't really know which difficulties they were, but in any case, it has been screening at a few festivals, I guess. Maybe it was Toronto. I'm not 100% sure about that one, but it definitely has been screening, and of course it definitely screened in Rome, and I've heard, I kind of heard the folks that do Super Today, you know, the Italian daily, that's way more elaborate, and I guess where they talk about more films than here, I think it was Angela, she said that it was Angela Prudenzi is one of her leading Fred correspondent, say that she at least heard that it was a lot of people saying that this is his return to form. So that's great. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing the film, because I'll definitely be catching up with it, if not at this festival, after the festival. So let's go to a film that not only have I seen it, which is kind of the tricky thing about doing these dailies, is when you really don't watch that many films because of just the way things work around here at this festival, it's kind of difficult to talk about it and talk about what's happening. But hey, this next film that I'm talking about is The North Sea. It's a Norwegian film by John Andreas Andersen, and it's a spectacular action-packed disaster movie. And I'll tell you just what the synopsis is. It's a movie about an oil platform that goes down on the Norwegian coast, and researchers try to find out what happened when they realize this is just the start of something even more serious. I will add something to that. It basically becomes a story where one of those researchers, who happens to be a lady, like who was it that said that? Lady. Oh, somebody on the comment section below, tell me who it was.
You are meaning the song?
No. The guy, there was a comedian, a huge, huge actor, Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis was always like, ladies, in The Nutty Professor. And I was like, ladies, that's what he said. Anyways, it's a lady researcher who was actually the heroine of this film, because her boyfriend or her fiance, whatever you want to call him, her partner, yeah, ends up being in the midst of this chaos in the Norwegian Sea, and against the better judgment of, or whatever, the better judgment of her government and the authorities, she goes out there and she rescues him, or at least she tries to rescue him, because I'm not just about to spoil the ending, but let me tell you something. Seeing movies about this with kind of an environmentalist backdrop is interesting enough, because it makes you think, what in the world are we doing with everything, you know, with oil, with our environment? You know, we're killing Mother Earth, but also, are we also paying for the decisions? Are we paying the consequences for the decisions that were made for us in previous generations? This film opens up with some sort of a deal that was struck between Norwegian authorities or politicians 50 years before this, you know, the action of this film takes place. And here we are, they pay for the consequences. But listen, man, this could happen today. This could happen today. This could happen right. It could be happening right now somewhere in the world. It's scary stuff. But really, when I look at this film, it's not really the type of film where you're going to be like, wow, I know the ins and outs and all of the details of environmentalist causes. The most important thing for this film, you find out soon enough, is just being entertained. And I was able to watch this film in a screening room, and let me tell you, when those explosions came up and all those spectacular visual effects really blew our socks off. There was people jumping on their seats, and it's awesome to just see that, because, you know, I remind you that we've just come out of a really dark time of the pandemic, and in some places those dark times remain, and in some places those dark times never friggin' left. There have always only been dark times. Anyways, hard times knows better than I. Hard times knows better than I. That was Ray Charles. All right, folks, let me tell you one more thing. Something, a little bit of news that has nothing to do with the Rome Film Fest. And Pierre, here's the section of the show that we call Nothing to Do with the Rome Film Fest.
What we have to talk about.
All right, so here's some news that I heard that was announced today and was mentioned on the Soup of the Day Italian broadcast. M. Night Shyamalan was announced the jury president for the next Berlin edition of the Berlin International Film Festival.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And you're happy about it?
I don't give a I don't care at all. Zero. Okay. But when I think about it, M. Night Shyamalan is a genre filmmaker. He specializes in thrillers and horrors and was really cornered into this kind of niche type of filmmaking where everything he made was expected to have a surprise ending, which I think worked against him, because when he came out with The Sixth Sense and then he made Unbreakable and a couple of other films, I guess that was it, really. Everybody was like, wow, you know, this guy is an interesting new voice in film. But he's kind of lost that sheen a little bit. You know, a couple of his films have been duds. But here you go, you know, I mean, you know, Berlin has made him the jury president, so what the hell do I know, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about, folks, and that's it. It's very abrupt ending. That's it for the show. Anyways, folks, keep an eye out for all of our content that we're creating on here from the Rome Film Fest, here from the Casa Alice of Alice nella Città, which we are media partners of. We've got lots of interviews. Check out the website, fred.fm. Keep checking out this very Facebook page that you're watching this show on, this daily report from right now. Go back, scroll down. You'll see a couple of the interviews that were filmed from here today. And if you keep scrolling down, you'll find out stuff from Venice too. So scroll away, my friends, scroll away. Oh, and keep an eye out on the Instagram stuff too. We're there also. You might be able to check out right now after this broadcast, Quentin Tarantino speaking to our very own microphones. Hey, that's pretty cool. Till the next time, folks, I'm Matt Micucci signing off. Don't forget to stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, stay cinephile. From the Rome Film Festival, stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider. Pierca.
Come ti chiami?
Io mi chiamo Matt Micucci. Matt Micucci.
Max Micucci. Meraviglioso.
Grazie mille.
Ci sei un grande.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.